Today's reading starts in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He put another parable before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.' He told them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened.' All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." We already talked about why Jesus is speaking in parables, and in today's reading we're continuing to see some parables that Jesus is sharing. But I think about this parable of the weeds. He's just talked about the parable of the sower, and we understand with the parable of the sower that the work of the disciple or the sower is to go and just sow the seed in all the areas that it can, not worrying about how it's going to grow, but just get the seed out there. And then the ones that will accept it will grow, and the ones that don't, it will get snatched away. But the parable of the weeds is putting this a little bit differently. It's this idea of a field, and a field that you expect to be full of your crop. In this case, he says it's wheat. And among that wheat are weeds. And the expectation is that when you plant all wheat, you want to harvest all wheat. That's what you want to get out of it. You don't want to get weeds out of it. They're worthless. They're not doing anything. In fact, they take away from what the wheat needs. They sap up water, nutrients, all those things that are needed for those plants to grow. So we don't want weeds in our garden. We don't want weeds in with our crop. I dealt with this past year in our garden. We dug up part of the yard and put a garden in. And as is the case when you put in a new garden, the grass wants to take back over. It doesn't want to give up that area. There's stuff in the ground that makes it grow back very quickly. And we kept it at bay for a while. But then we got a couple of good rainstorms in the spring, and the grass and weeds started growing so fast that we couldn't pull most of it without damaging the soil and the plants that we were trying to grow. So after a while, we had to just do the best we could, but we ended up with a lot of grass growing in the garden, and that means I've got to water it more and all those different things. But see, Jesus, when he realizes this, when he's describing, you know, the master in the case of this particular parable, the master thinks so highly of the wheat, he doesn't want it harmed. He doesn't want it in danger when they go and remove those weeds. The master has done everything that he can in order to have a good harvest, to have a good field, to have a clean field of wheat. But he has an enemy. That enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. And so when the servants are questioning, did you not sow good seed? In other words, was there seed for these weeds in with your wheat? And he says, no, it was good seed. He says, an enemy has done this. And he says, when they ask, do you want us to go and gather them? He says, no, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. So wait for the end of the harvest. And then at the end of our reading, we have the explanation of the parable to understand that the wheat are those that have obeyed the gospel. They're part of the body of Christ. They're within the church. And you still have those weeds. But it is at harvest or at the day of judgment that those two will be separated. It's not the only time we read about the day of judgment and this separation that's going to occur between the good and the bad, those that are approved, those that are not, those that are welcomed, and those that are turned away. But he says these weeds, they will be condemned, they will be burned up. The seed has been sown. The Son of Man has provided the word to go out into all the world, and the enemy is sowing too. The enemy is sowing weeds. We are going to live like wheat among the weeds. There's going to be an evil influence out there. There are going to be those that do not follow Jesus. And we need to be very careful that we're not harmed by those. We don't want to, our resources, if you will, taken up by them. In other words, we have to protect ourselves. Now, that's not implicit within what Jesus is telling here, but I'm extrapolating a little bit based on what we know about influence of, you know, bad company ruins good morals. We need to be careful that we're not associating with the weeds in order to be influenced by them and having that which is good provided by the Son of Man sapped away because of the evil influence of that which is sown by the enemy. His point is that God is not going to remove us nor remove them until the day of judgment. We are going to have to live righteously and godly in an evil generation. Now, in the middle of this, we have the mustard seed. A grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field is the smallest of all seeds, but it grows. It's larger than all the garden plants, becomes a tree, and the birds come and nest in the branches. Then he talks about leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. We don't want to be influenced by the world, but we are to be an influence in the world. We are to be the light of Jesus shining in the darkness of this evil generation. We must use our influence for good. Use the fact that we're growing alongside those weeds to convert them, to change them from that which is sown by the enemy to that which is sown by the Son of Man. Jesus is emphasizing this fact within this parable. There's not something that has gone off the rails because there are evil people around us. The fact is, not everyone listens to the gospel of Jesus, nor does everyone accept the good news of Jesus. So we need to have some patience. We need to take advantage of opportunities to share the word with those that are around us and be that true influence in the world. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.